Donald Trump voters, what's on their minds these days? Pollster and strategist Frank Luntz, who for years worked for Republican candidates, is asking those questions a lot in focus groups. Many Donald Trump fans are giving this kind of advice to the former president.
Find a way to stop hating your enemies and unite the country.
Be a fighter, but be teachable.
Those voices are from one focus group Frank Luntz met with, and he's with us now on Skype. Frank, welcome back to Here and Now.
I love this topic. I'm glad to be here because it's trying to shine a bright light on the reason why there are millions, tens of millions of Americans who are just as supportive and just as loyal to Donald Trump now as they've ever been.
Well, let's talk about this. You have a piece in the Sunday New York Times on this. It's called How to Make Trump Go Away, a little bit of advice perhaps for Republicans taking on Donald Trump. And one section is about understanding Trump loyalists and what they want from him. Here's John from Iowa from the focus group.
Keep fighting. Stand strong. Don't back down. Full steam ahead.
Frank, what are you learning about this loyalty that could be of value to Trump's GOP opponents?
Well, they're still committed. They're committed to his administration, what he sought to do. They're committed to his vision. But as far as he himself, they're not committed to the way that he does it. And what I found fascinating is that if you attack the Trump administration, they all unite against you. If you attack the success that he had in his 4 years, they scream at you. And I'm emphasizing, these are not my opinions. These are Trump voter opinions. Mm-hmm. But if you go at him, they resent it, just as they resent when he goes at other candidates. So his attacks on Glenn Youngkin were not well received. His attacks on Ron DeSantis specifically were badly received. Trump voters desperately want to put a Republican back in the White House in 2025, and they want to do so without destroying the candidates who could potentially do that.
Okay, let me just jump in here because we have another cut of tape on exactly what you're talking about. Here from your focus group is John, a voter from Nevada.
Stick to the facts. Stick to the issues of the day that are the most pressing for this country. Do not go to the gutter. Avoid it.
Do not go to the gutter. I mean, hey, listen, there were several people in the focus group who kind of said a version of this. So for Donald Trump's GOP opponents in the primary, are you suggesting they might want to think about, you still want to appeal to Trumpism, but you might want to be a more, I don't know, diplomatic, kinder, gentler version of him?
It's not that, because they are fighting mad. What it really is knowing who the enemy is. And I don't like using the word enemy because that's the problem in American politics. It's knowing who the opponent is and why they're the opponent. So rather than focus on people, focus on the system. Rather than focusing on individuals, focus on the challenges that Washington represents for the kind of life they want to live. They desire a candidate that will set their sights on what's wrong rather than who is wrong.
So are you learning that some of these Trump loyalists are getting a little tired of his shtick, you know, his flexibility with the facts and election results, all that?
To some degree, yes. And I think it's a little premature. We see it. But the group, when they started the conversation, were much more supportive of Trump than they were when we ended the conversation about 2 hours later. And I follow that because I watched as people changed. They feel that their guy is being victimized and even worse, being persecuted. And so they will rally around the flag, which is exactly what you've seen in the polling numbers. Trump is going to continue to go higher for the coming weeks as this indictment filters through. And then as you get beyond that, his support begins to drop, just as it did after the Mar-a-Lago raid. The people who don't like Donald Trump have a responsibility to set the context for why they oppose him. If you're going to take a raid into Mar-a-Lago, you have to explain why. If you're going to indict him, you don't seal that indictment for 5 days until he appears in court. That allows him to control the narrative. the less that he controls the narrative, the more eager they are to find an alternative.
Yeah. Frank, I have to ask you, are you working for any Republican candidates for president?
I want no part of any of this. I talked to most of them. I haven't spoken to Trump since he left the presidency. I'm very afraid for the future of this country. I'm very concerned that the kind of politics that we've had over the last 6 years is destroying the faith and confidence and trust in American democracy. One of the reasons why I do focus groups like this is to bring it forward to the American people. And we're going to do exactly the same thing 2 weeks from now with Democrats talking about Joe Biden and whether he should seek re-election. You know, we got to get it right this time.
Frank Luntz is a one-time Republican pollster and a communications strategist. Frank, thanks again for joining us.
It's my honor. Thank you.